Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. You know, we've been talking about this theme of Groundhog Day. You just wake up and it's the same thing over and over again, but this is a little different. You can't even believe it. You can't even understand it. Why would President Trump continue to cut his own wrists politically with this Epstein disaster? And it's like, okay, maybe finally they'll just shut up. And they kind of trying to run cover and say, oh no, we'll give you some files, and Laura Trump doing media interviews, and Pam Bondi saying we'll do some files, and oh, maybe we'll do a special counsel, special prosecutor, all this stuff. Like, okay. And then just shut up. Nope. Last night, he triples down. And then this morning, he quadruples down and then quintuples down. So we're going to look at all the different angles of this. And there are multiple angles, but there are things that are just undeniable. There are things that are just undeniable. And, you know, we're no strangers to being attacked here. And I saw him last night on CNN showing InfoWars clips, and I see InfoWars at the top of Drudge. And I see people attacking, and oh, you're not for Trump anymore. You're not mad. We've been through this. It's not even worth addressing that, to be honest. But here's what's significant about it. And this is kind of the irony that Trump is the one not getting this, apparently. Why would CNN be showing InfoWars clips as they're trying to jump into this chasm that has now been created in the MAGA coalition and to try to make it worse? Why would Drudge, same people that run CNN, be posting InfoWars at the top of their stories, at the front of their page, their number one hit, the cover story? Because they understand this is Trump's base. And they understand this is the launch pad that got Trump across the finish line in the primaries. This is the launch pad that beat the neocons, that beat the conservative media. This was the launch pad for Trump. And that's not to take anything away from Trump. That's not to say that Trump didn't win in 2016 and 2020 and 2024 and he did it his own way. It's not to take anything away from Trump. It's to say that as far as political media is concerned, as far as a group of people is concerned, an organic political movement, this was the launch pad. This is what changed the game. And we were so effective at doing it in 2016, they had to ban us off the internet. And we were so effective at what we do here that they had to sue Alex Jones and say he owes $2 trillion and shut him down. So why are they showing InfoWars clips saying, oh, look at Trump losing his base? Why are they linking InfoWars at the top of Drudge? Because they get it. This is the launch pad. This is the most effective news team in the world. It is the most game-changing 10 hours, now 12 hours of live transmissions every day right here. It's the most organic. It's the most pro-America. It's the most pro-truth. It's the most independent. And this is where now truly organic political movements like MAGA, like Trump, can launch it, get the support of this audience, and then have political success. So they know if you're losing the launch pad, you've gone to a different launch pad. But it's not getting any better. So instead of trying to throw water on the fire, Trump throws gasoline on it. So we're going to have all these clips coming up for you today, and we will take tons.
Oh!
start today with Trump quintupling down, asking his supporters to abandon the Epstein story, to just give it up and move on. And instead of, after the first negative blowback, trying to put a wet blanket on it, now at this point, he has quintupled down and thrown a gallon of gasoline on it. And it looks like he's got the whole oil reserves ready to pour on it if he feels. So I've got the statement from last night, which was Trump tripling down. I've got the statement from Trump this morning, which was Trump quadrupling down. And then you've got his Truth Social post, which is probably the most distasteful of it all. Now, before I go to this, I see a lot of people making excuses for President Trump. Or maybe it might be better to say putting their faith in some plan that they know nothing about. So I'd say it like this. If I knew that there was a plan, and this was all part of some plan to drain the swamp, arrest the deep state criminals, expose the sex trafficking pedophile rings, then okay. But I don't know that. And nobody knows that. What I do know is that Trump is telling us to move on from the Epstein files, a complete 180 on what he said during the campaign. I know that Pam Bondi has flip-flopped with President Trump on the messaging for this multiple times, so nobody knows what's going on. Nobody has their ducks in a row. And I know that now President Trump is insulting his base. His original base. Now, I don't take anything personally in politics, and I even understand political pragmatism. I actually preach it over political purism. So I can sit here and say, okay, well, look, if Donald Trump wants to initiate a divorce with his base, then that's his decision. If Donald Trump decides he wants to run with the neocons, and he wants to run with the political establishment, and he wants to run with Netanyahu, the war criminal, and he wants to run with all the new MAGA-tards that popped up in 2024, don't know really anything about politics other than just bark Trump twice when you're told, then fine. Then he can make that decision, and that's fine. If he's done with us, I don't take it personally. Whatever. He's his own man. He's going to make his own decisions. I don't regret supporting Trump. I don't regret voting for Trump. I'm going to be thankful for all the good things he's done. But he's the one initiating the divorce now. It's not us. If my friend's about to get married to a girl, and I know she's cheating on him, and I go to my friend and I say, my friend Bob, I say, Bob, your fiance's cheating on you. She's been cheating on you for a while. I was concerned about it. Now I know what's going on. It's really bad. You shouldn't marry her. And then Bob says, you know what? You're not my friend. I never want to see you again. I never want to talk to you again. You're no longer my friend. Get out of my life. Say, fine. I tried to warn you. Best of luck. And then in 2 months when the approval ratings hit an all-time low, you say, yes, for this. And in 2 months when Bob's wife is caught sleeping with her yoga instructor, you say, you asked for this. Guys, let's get a chair and a microphone, please. Alex Jones joining me in studio.
No. You've been questioning Trump. I'm excommunicating you. You're fired. I'm serious.
You're going to get ahead of the, lawsuits. Is that what you're doing here?
What do you make of him in excommunication now?
I think just Trump is done with us, Alex. I think he's used us for his purpose. You know what? And I would say this, and I was getting to this too. It could be a situation. Look, they've tried to kill him multiple times that we know of. So we know that's going on. Who knows what other things might be going on behind the scenes?
It's not million D-chess.
I have no evidence that this is million. We might be on 2 million D-chess now. 6 million D-chess, actually, Alex. Wink, wink. We might be on 6 million D-chess now. No, maybe Trump is like held hostage. Like, it's like, so that's why when I was hearing your coverage, you were like, maybe we need to pray for Trump. God's telling me to pray for Trump. Maybe Trump's being held hostage. He's like, Trump, blink twice if you, Blink twice if you're in distress.
Give me a seat here. Let's do a video on that. That's it. Trump has been replaced by a clone.
Blink twice. Blink twice if you're in distress.
Just like Mangino and Patel looked like they were being held hostage 2 months ago.
Well, I think we're about to find out Patel it might be a total fraud. I don't think Mangino.
They could have put a brain chip in Trump. I'm serious. Like, put him out, put a little chip in.
I think it's more likely he's just being held hostage.
That's a joke, folks. They're going to have that, like, on
stand. No, let's get serious, Alex. Hold on. Let's get serious. You just did 4 hours of a transmission.
Oh, well, they get my chair and I'll come in here. I just couldn't help it. I was watching your rant.
Hit the reset button, and we'll get a chair and a microphone.
Oh, it's been replaced by a clone, too, by the way.
And let's actually, that's why we have the long hair. You went clone, now you're bald. I went clone, now I've got the long hair.
The new modern clones keep their hair. The other ones.
Damn it, Alex. Damn it, Alex!
But listen, Trump could not come up with a way to describe himself worse.
So Trump, blink twice if you're in distress. Like, who's got the gun to your head? What's going on here?
Let me come back into a serious segment.
You just did 4 hours.
No, it's not that. I just wandered in here. I need to give the headlines to...
Let me finish my rant, play these clips, and let's get you in here. How about 33? Does that work?
Problem is I got a legal call, 33. Mm. You know they have the receiver now. They could be here, I don't know, next week, but if this is that, probably the big one.
It's all happening at the same time.
You've been jinxing and saying they would always shut us down. I thought we could stop it. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, my God. Well, they don't call me the Babe Ruth for nothing, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
You're the Oracle. I'm Babe Ruth.
Stop jinxing us.
Trump, blink twice if you're in distress. Blink twice. But you know what? Another issue, too, and it's just funny because I'm listening to Alex earlier, and we're always synchronized, but with different angles, different perspectives. He's been around much longer than me. But I was also thinking the angle of, you know, Israel's control over our country now is so obvious, so in your face, so over the top that it's undeniable. And it's creating this clash now, this inevitable clash. So it's like they want blacks and whites fighting. Or they want Hispanics and whites fighting. Or they want the left and the right fighting. Well, now they're building this whole new thing up. They're crescendoing this whole new thing of, oh, everyone's going to turn against Israel and everyone's going to turn against Jews. And so inevitably that's where it's going. When you have Netanyahu constantly coming to D.C., when you have the Israeli flags everywhere, and there is a huge, huge social media propaganda campaign, probably millions of dollars being spent. And this is mostly the Johnny-come-latelys. This is mostly, you know, the new MAGA. And they're telling you, oh, you're just an anti-Semite if you question Israel. And, oh, Israel can do no wrong. And, oh, you're a Qatar agent. And all this garbage. That is all paid for propaganda. So you see this whole thing building now. And then it's going to become this crescendo where everybody's going to be like, okay, well, this is too obvious. You saw it at Turning Point USA. This is so obvious. Look at the control that Israel has over our administration, our Congress. I mean, Jews basically run the whole thing. And they're just like, don't say that. You're an anti-Semite. What are you talking about? Look at who works for Trump. What do you mean? Who's getting what they want? Americans or Israel? But see, it's like, oh boy, how do I even broach that? I'm going to be called an anti-Semite. I'm going to be put on a hate watch list. So they're crescendoing this whole thing now, and that's the new divide and conquer. And that's why I've said for a month now, I said, look, if you support Israel, you need to sit here and say Netanyahu is a problem. And you need to sit here and say what's going on in the Gaza Strip is too much now. But they can't. They just continue to support it, and they continue to shove it in their face. And now Israel's bombing Lebanon and Jordan and Syria and the Gaza Strip. And Iran. So why is this happening? Is Trump being held hostage? Or the big Q theory, save Israel for last? I mean, there's no doubt the topic of Israel has never been bigger. Never been bigger. So big now that it was the number one thing at the Turning Point USA event this weekend. That's how big this is. That's how undeniable this is. And then they want to try to curtail that, and they want to try to maneuver that and say, no, 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 it's Qatar, or no, 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 you're just a Jew hater, you're just an anti-Semite. No, we're having real political conversations, geopolitical conversations. We're having obviously neutral observations about what's going on here. So then they just keep saying, no, it's not happening. It's like the same thing. There is no Epstein client list. There is no Israeli influence. It's Qatar. And then naturally people go the opposite direction. But I'm off base. What's sad is now, and I can't believe this underestimate, who's ever underestimating this stuff or giving Trump this bad advice, or if it's Trump himself. Look, Trump's almost 80 years old. He's wearing more makeup than he's ever worn before. He's even wearing makeup on his hands now. He's wearing makeup on his hands for whatever reason. I don't know. For a nearly 80-year-old man, he works more than just an average 20-year-old man. So normally the independent press that would put their full support behind Trump, it's not that we would run cover for the Trump administration, but it's like, okay, I can decide, am I going to prioritize putting pressure on this administration to actually arrest the deep state criminals, go after the Biden crime family, go after the auto pen scandal? Or it's like, okay, now you want to throw us overboard. So it's like, well, okay, maybe I start to run with some of these stories that I'm getting about what's happening behind the scenes with Trump. Maybe I decide I want to start running with some of these stories about Cash Patel. What he's really up to, what he's really into, what he's trying to do with the new FBI jet. I know the White House, I know DC thinks they're about to buy off this big story about a congressman that's about to come out that might implicate other members of the Trump administration. I know you think you're going to bury that. I don't like to scoop other people, and other news outlets have it. We'll see if they want to run with it. They might try to buy them off. It's not going to work. It's all going to come out. So if you think throwing the people overboard that could actually make sure this doesn't become the biggest story and could stay focused on the real issues and the real deep state criminals, but no, 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 you threw us overboard, and now you give us no choice. And I would be stunned if Dan Bongino lasts much longer. I think Dan Bongino, who, by the way, he does love Israel, but I don't think he's blackmailed. I don't think he's a corrupt guy. I don't think so. He has his reasons for loving Israel. He's very public about that. I'd say virtually most of the administration is, and the ones that aren't, they get pushed out. But it's not about that for Bongino now. I think Bongino is going to realize, if he hasn't already, just like Jen Psaki did in the Biden years, the longer I stick around here, the lower my integrity gets in the public perspective. And how am I going to go have a career in political media if that happens? I'd be shocked if Bongino lasts, I mean, I'd say to the end of the year, even that might be a stretch. Even that might be a stretch. It might be before that. And if you lose Bongino, folks, that's just total alarms. That's just, if Bongino leaves, that's just red flags, sirens, alert, alert, alert is what's going on. So, joining me now in studio here, Alex Jones. Well, Alex, I said this while you were listening outside, I said the reason they're using InfoWars to say, see, that Trump's been abandoned is because they know this was his launch pad, this was his base, and he's decided to divorce us. I mean, that's how I see it. I didn't divorce Trump.
Well, that's right.
He's divorcing us.
If you put the Drudge headline that's been up since last night from the live show I did with Chase, it's divorce. Trump is divorcing us. That is the consensus on X. 90%+ of our supporters and his supporters are just flabbergasted by all the 180s, all the flopping. We need Trump to succeed. He's doing so much good. And the fact that, you know, he is day-to-day changing what he said, the reason I just ran in here, and thanks for having me on, is I don't think you were joking. I think it's really serious. At least I took it serious. I didn't think of this. Is Trump being held hostage I mean, Bongino and Patel 2 months ago when they first floated, oh, Epstein killed himself and he acted alone. He really wasn't doing anything. People are like, oh, and Crooks acting alone in Pennsylvania trying to kill Trump. We were like, they look like deer in the headlights, like they're prisoners. Like, I was first one to say it. Looks like they're being held hostage. Like those old, you know, Vietnam would shoot down our pilots, North Korea would, and they would like blink Morse code torture. And that's basically what this is. And now you have Bongino. So I'm serious. We know Israel, and I didn't believe Israel from my research was the number one lobbying group before. It was communist China, the big banks, the globalists. But on foreign policy, Israel dominated our foreign policy in the Middle East. That's on record. The clean break, Project American Century, the last, you know, regime change, six countries, the last one's Iran. Yeah, that's a fact. They did the Liberty stage that. Israel's done a lot of bad stuff. But I didn't, you know, say, oh, there's a thunderstorm today, it's Israel, or I slipped on a banana peel, it's Israel. And you know, and that whole crowd gets a little bit schizophrenic laying around on Israel. But you can't now not say that it's even the Israeli papers that, hey, we're a superpower now, we control America. And so we kind of kick the Democrats and the deep state out to a certain extent, and China's being held off in their control. That was what we wanted. And now Israel is just swooping in that power vacuum. And so, yeah, and you got Lutnick, you know, just great on the economy, but tied to Epstein.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it's Trump who's in the files himself, because there's never any evidence of that. But it is people in his orbit and the embarrassingness of all of this. And then you've got Ben Shapiro saying, I talked to the former Israeli prime minister, who was the boss of Mossad. He said, Epstein wasn't Mossad. Oh, because by way of deception, you will do war. Shapiro also said today, Israel's only had one spy, Jonathan Pollard.
It's the only one ever, Alex.
I mean, that's like saying there's only one fish in the ocean. So this is preposterous. And so I don't relish having to really take on Israel as currently the main threat to our country. But the people running it right now, and Benjamin Netanyahu is very unpopular, really are making a run at the country. And Epstein was Mossad, MI6, CIA, it's all the same thing. Maxwell's dad, family business, Mossad, Barry Mount of Olives, MI6, mainstream news. And so the claim that we are hearing, the claim that we're being given, that there's just no such thing as this is preposterous. And Trump to say, yeah, we're going to release it a year ago. Now there's nothing there. There's nothing to release. Okay, we're going to release it. Okay, if you want it released, you're a traitor, you're a Democrat, dupe, you're excommunicated out of MAGA. And then flip-flop again and have John Solomon come out, who's a very accurate reporter, Solomon come out and say, no, I met with Trump yesterday. They're doing the special prosecutor, which I'd heard from sources yesterday. It was true, so we first broke that. So it's like, we're going to investigate. I'll tell Bonnie to release it. There's nothing there. You're crazy if you ask questions. You couldn't create a greater Streisand effect. So I'm asking a very serious question right now. Is President Trump being held hostage with blackmail? Is it somebody in his family implicated? And again, he's a smart guy. Why would he be flailing around saying, don't look at this or you're a traitor, when anybody knows one-on-one, if you, like, we'll make a mistake in an interview or a report, and I will, in the past, I would pull it just because it was wrong, but I noticed whatever I pulled, they would project some conspiracy on, so I now leave it up and put a correction on top of it. Because, you know, if it's a 30-minute, you know, piece, they'll find something in it and claim I was covering that up. No, I'll get a fact wrong. Or like today I said, the Iranian prime minister is there today. It was the Bahrainian. I just wasn't paying attention. And so we're not going to cut that out of the show because it'll become some big conspiracy. So I know about the Streisand effect. And people that don't know, you should look it up. But it's real simple. If your dad says, don't get in this drawer, in the chest of drawers when I'm gone, which my dad never did, but the point is, hypothetically, that's where the Playboy magazines are. That's what, as soon as dad leaves, you're going right there to see what's there. And so the Q people are like, this is 85 quadrillion infinity, mega massive, beyond God, super chess, next level. And I've been wanting to say this a few months. I haven't because I don't want to help our enemies overall. Trump's been a good force. I know people very close to Trump. And it's not like megalomania where he's on a power trip. He's so committed and thinks he's right after they tried to kill him and all this pressure. Instead of him collapsing under pressure, he kind of like, I'm not really a Marvel fan, but I did see the old Superman or Batman, whatever it is, with Doomsday, like 15 years ago, whatever it was. The more you attack him, the stronger he gets. But in the process, he becomes a monster. And I've kind of, under pressure, having to level up, gotten more aggressive and stuff. I got to control it. I'm only 51. So I can't imagine at 78 what's going on with him in the 80 trillion chess. I mean, it's infinity chess. It's beyond infinity. It's beyond God. And being sarcastic. So this is really a tragedy. I hope he course corrects. But, I mean, in the space of yesterday, yeah, we're doing a special counsel. Yeah, Bondi. Yeah, it's reasonable. Laura Trump. Yeah, he wants to set it right. Lutnick, hours later, nope, we're not looking at it. No discussion. You're traitors if you do it. And then three times in a press conference today. Hell, that was hours ago. I imagine he's flipped out again, Owen.
Well, he does have lunch meetings with other foreign diplomats, including the prime minister of Qatar. So he might be behind the scenes and not in front of cameras anymore. But he's already made his statements. So it's not like, you know, I look at it like this, Alex. We have a structure fire here. This is a, you know, 10 alarm, whatever structure fire. And they're trying to put it out with like sippy cups of water. Like, oh, here's a special counselor. Oh, you know, we'll do this. Oh, whatever's credible. It's like,
well, those are sippy cups. Saying don't investigate it is like a fire hose of gasoline.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, maybe a special counselor. Maybe this. It's like you just put a sippy cup on the structure fire that you started now. And then after that, you're going to come out and dump the gas.
And then we're traitors for observing it. And as I said last Monday, I said Trump's behind this. It came out the next day he was. Hey, you know they've been trying to shut us down forever. They put a receiver in. They can be here as early as hell tomorrow. We're fighting them in federal court. We need your support. They don't own the AlexJonesTour.com. I don't own it. They can't get it. It supports the Alex Jones Network, all of it. We have the new Alex Jones tactical dagger. This is beyond badass. These sell for $100 in stores. We bought so many of them. We're selling for $78, whatever. Amazing high-tech scabbard. And it's got the hookup for your belt, all of it. Look at that. Doesn't come out. It is amazing. This is a limited edition. It's going to sell quickly. I need support. We're going to keep Owen, Harrison, everybody on air. We're going to expand regardless under a new banner. If they are able to shut us down, we need your support right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The methylene blue and more. It's all there. We've now got this combo super energy product. Sale going as well, 50% off. Be sure and check it all out at thealexjonesstore.com. We got the power drive, cellular energy, power plant, and methyl drive together. Insane together. They're amazing individually. They're incredible. Huge announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's at an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade. It's a symbol of freedom. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with methylene blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with methylene blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than TurboForce. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive Bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 Worldwide.
Explain to people that my tongue is blue because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. You know, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Alex has departed to handle some legal stuff. We're going to open up the phone lines at the end of this segment. I'm going to play the clips and finish my analysis. But yesterday, and this clip went relatively viral on X, and there was other people clipping it, when I talked about if what Trump is saying about the Epstein files being modified essentially is true, then that's a criminal offense. And there need to be criminal referrals and investigations. So he was meaning to talk about that, and then we just ended up going a different direction. And he said, you need to reemphasize that. So what Trump has asserted is that we can't trust what's in the Epstein files because the Democrats, and I'm assuming he's talking about when Biden was in office, but even the messaging on that is mixed. He didn't even realize that Epstein died when he was in his first term. And, you know, Comey was long gone by the time Biden got into office. So even with that, there's mixed messaging, but whatever. He's clearly spiraling on the issue. But if it's true that the Democrats altered the files or planted stuff into the files to incriminate Trump or other people within Trump's family or sphere of influence. So if the Democrats edited any legal documents, FBI documents, court documents, that is a crime, and they need to be charged. And the criminal referrals need to go to Pam Bondi's desk, and then there's the problem. So President Trump, we the people are with you. We want you to arrest the deep state criminals. We want you to arrest the people that have tried to take everything from you, including your life. We want the people arrested that have done the harms to this country and lied about you and lied about us and set you up. But if you're going to tell us that the Democrats altered the files, that's a crime. And the FBI needs to investigate. And Pam Bondi needs to start looking at criminal charges. So you make the claim, that's a crime, then let's see the charges. Let's see the investigation. We're with you. But don't come out here and tell us, hey, they committed a crime, they altered the files, so just get over it. That doesn't make any sense. It actually makes it worse. So not only was the pedophile Epstein, with all of his friends, going and hanging out on the island and doing God knows what, going over to Zorro Ranch in New Mexico and doing God knows what, with former Israeli prime ministers and others going over to his New York mansion and doing God knows what, So as if that's not as bad, now you're saying, oh, well, all the legal documents and the court documents have been altered by the Democrats. So that's another crime. So not only are we told to forget about the criminals running around with Epstein and all the sex slaves and all the pedophiles, not only are we supposed to forget about that, now you're telling us a crime was committed in the legal documents. So then let's see the investigations. Let's see the criminal referrals. Let's see Pam Bondi and Cash Patel get to work. And this actually goes back to something Cash Patel said about the FBI about a year ago. You may remember, he said, we have to let them be cops. So go be cops. I'll have more on that coming up. This is Trump last night. This was the triple down on the Epstein disaster. This was Trump tripling down last night in clip one.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files.
Today. So let me do it right. This is last night, clip two. This is last night, tripling down, clip two.
Semiconductors and chips.
Mr. President, I know you've urged people to move on, but I'm curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so upset about how it's been handled?
I don't understand it. Why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information's been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all of the different things, the Steele dossier, which was all fake. All that information was fake. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sordid, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
Mr. President, a question on AI.
Howard Lutnick next to him, Epstein's neighbor. That's what I'm saying. It's like, do you want us to go there? It's like, we don't want to go there. You're making us go there because we have to make sense of this. You don't understand why it's a big deal. Oh, he was a life loser, making billions of dollars as a quote unquote financier. The banks had to be investigated and make payouts. All of the victims, Pam Bondi said it was thousands. He was hanging out at your clubs. He was recruiting women at your clubs. You thought it was a big deal. You put an end to it. You cooperated with the feds. So what is this? You don't know, you don't understand why it's a big deal. What is this? He had no influence. He hung out with billionaires. He flew them on his private jets. He had access to billions of dollars. He had a damn private island. Hanging out with presidents, prime ministers. And then there's Lutnick sitting next to him laughing. You're a bad person if you talk about this? So that was the triple down. Then I guess technically if we're going into the chronological order, this would have been the quadruple down when he posted this on Truth Social today. The radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Just like with the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier, the lying 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, what Democrats swore had come from Russia, it came from Hunter Biden. And even Russia scam itself, a totally fake and made up story in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. These scams and hoaxes are all good, are what the Democrats are good at, which is all they have. They're no good at governing, no good at policy, and no good at picking winning candidates. Also, unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Well, yeah, they're in a cult. We're not. In case you haven't noticed. I guess some people are in a cult, so I can't say all of us. Their new scam is what will forever be called the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my pack, line, and sinker. So his past supporters, that's him initiating the divorce. They haven't learned their lesson. Oh, we haven't learned our lesson. Okay. and probably never will. Even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years, I've had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history. Yeah, that ain't selling. And all these people want to talk about with strong prodding by the fake news and the success-starved Dems is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore. Doubling down on the divorce. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Yeah, that's lost all meaning. From you, at least. So, how is it that Bongino and Bondi and Patel and Trump himself and many other members of his administration all talked about the Epstein client list during the Biden years? All talked about it. And how serious it was. And now it's a Democrat hoax? It went from a Democrat cover-up to a Democrat hoax. It's ridiculous. And this is what he's trying to sell you, and he says you're bad if you don't buy it. It's beyond political bizarro world. It's beyond political Groundhog Day. It's complete insanity. And really, you can only land on a few different potentials here, which is either they've got to Trump, whether it's him or his family. I mean, someone tried to kill him multiple times. That can, you know, that can influence a guy. Or whatever reason, he's just made a deal with Netanyahu for some other means, for some other ends, to cover this up for the Mossad. I mean, this is all Q coming true, but I have no proof of that. There's no evidence of that. And if that ends up being the case, then great. Then we all win. But I don't see how you slice this any other way. Now here's Trump quintupling down earlier today from the Oval Office, clip one.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. They're bad for policy. They're bad for picking candidates that can get elected. Like in New York, we have a communist running. He may get elected too, actually, but he'll destroy the city. I call it the Epstein hoax. It takes a lot of time and effort. Instead of talking about the great achievements we've had, a great gentleman yesterday, as you know, went on CNBC and he made the statement that Trump may go down as the greatest president of all in the United States. And talking about the things we've achieved, we've had tremendous achievement. Like they're wasting their time with
secure border, what else?
A guy who obviously had some very serious problems, who died 3-4 years ago. I'd rather talk about the success
have. He died when you were president.
The economy, the best we've ever had, and all of the things we've done, including the Middle East. I mean, you see it. Instead, they
the
want
Middle
to talk
East
about
blowing
the
up right now.
Epstein hoax.
The Middle East is on
the
fire right now.
Is it's people.
Tens of thousands
that
are dying.
Are really doing the Democrats' work. They're stupid people. Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. President, there's lots of reports coming.
Folks, I'm sorry. It's just he's lying to you. And to try to draw parallels between the real Democrat hoaxes, which were hoaxes, to try to draw the parallels, oh, this is just another Democrat hoax, what an absolute lie. And now, again, is this just like, is this a hell thing? I'm serious. I'm just trying to figure it out. Because I don't want to think President Trump is a liar. But this is an outright lie. So to compare this to the actual Democrat hoaxes, but see, he knows, I think he knows what he's doing. He knows now that he's got a bunch of newcomers that support him that are basically just low IQ maggotards. I don't know what else to call them. They're just low IQ maggotards. And he knows, oh, all I have to do is say it's just like these other hoaxes, and they'll nod their head and say, yeah, oh, yes, it is, yep. And so you've got that, and you've got the people that have just built their entire personality, their entire platform off of Trump and MAGA. That's all they have. So there's nowhere else they can go. If they say anything negative about Trump, then they have nothing else. No, Epstein died when you were president. The Epstein files, or the second round of them, that happened. He was arrested when you were president. Now, if the Democrats went in there and modified the files and put stuff in the files and tried to entrap you or other people in the files that are there now, well, then that's a crime. And so you're accusing them of a crime, so I want prosecutions. I want investigations and prosecutions. Or are you just making that up too? Which one is it? So are you going to say they committed a crime and then we're not going to investigate it? And I did this, I believe it was Monday on the Jones Show. But, you know, you want to do this, President Trump. You want to play this game. It was Acosta with all the other deep state lawyers that cut Epstein the deal. That then a New York prosecutor said, no, this deal is illegitimate. And Acosta connected to Bill Barr, connected to Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, folks. They all worked at the same law firm that cut Jeffrey Epstein the sweetheart deal. That cut Epstein the pedophile the sweetheart deal. And in that deal that Acosta was a part of, who then became a member of Trump's administration in his first term, when they brought Epstein back because they said Acosta's deal is no good. They even said in that deal that all co-conspirators could not be charged. All co-conspirators would be exonerated. So yeah, there is an Epstein client list. And Maxwell is in prison for running a sex trafficking ring with Jeffrey Epstein. And there were minors involved. And that's just what we know. That's just what we know. Oh, is Maxwell in jail for a hoax? Should we free Ghislaine Maxwell too? Did her father not fall off a boat? Known Mossad agent? No, it was your administration. It was your guy, Acosta. It was your attorney general, Bill Barr, son of Donald Barr, who recruited Jeffrey Epstein. It was the law firm with Kavanaugh and Acosta and other Trump associates that cut Epstein the sweetheart deal. It was Lutnick that was his neighbor. So I'm saying, it's like, do you really want to play this game with us? I just don't get it. But hey, that's the game he wants to play. Fine. I just can't believe they've underestimated this so much. I really can't. This was from September 2024, New York Post headline. Trump says he'll release Jeffrey Epstein client list if elected. I have no problem with that. How about this from earlier this year? Did you guys hear about this? Jeffrey Epstein's associates could reap benefit of a big tax refund. Oh, the business is still going? Jeffrey Epstein's estate receives $112 million tax refund from IRS. Now his girlfriend, Karnia Shuliak, and associates may get the money.
His associates are still getting money from his estate. And the IRS is paying it out.
What about this Trump, though? From his first term, you know, when they brought Epstein in and then he killed himself in the prison with your doctored little video that you put out trying to convince us that that's the case. What about this Trump from the first term in clip 5?
Do you really think the Clintons are involved in Jeffrey Epstein's death?
I have no idea. I know he was on his plane 27 times, and he said he was on the plane 4 times. But when they checked the plane log, Bill Clinton, who was a very good friend of Epstein, he was on the plane about 27 or 28 times. So why did he say 4 times? And then the question you have to ask is, did Bill Clinton go to the island? Because Epstein had an island. That was not a good place, as I understand it, and I was never there. So you have to ask, did Bill Clinton go to the island? That's the question. If you find that out, you're going to know a lot. Thank you very much.
You're going to know a lot. Wait, Trump, were you falling for a hoax? Was that a hoax? Again, we didn't call for the divorce. This breaks my heart. It's really sad. But you know anybody that's been through divorce, it gets nasty here. It gets real nasty. This is horrifying. Top U.S. pollster, Trump's approval rating is 1 point away from the lowest net approval rating he's ever had. It all started with the Iran strikes, then the Musk Doge fallout, then the dirty sales techniques for the Big Beautiful Bill, now telling you to forget about the Epstein files. I mean, this thing is just off the rails, man. And it's pretty clear, a couple things are pretty clear. And, you know, I'll kind of tiptoe around it for now, but notice that there are people that are willing to call out any member of the Trump administration except Susie Wiles. And that's because Susie Wiles is controlling them and feeding them information. So they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. But it's pretty clear the Big Beautiful Bill was all about a huge business deal. That's what it was. It was a huge business deal. And a lot of people got rich. It was corrupt. And you start to look more into Susie Wiles and her involvement with Mercury Public Affairs. And her involvement with Benjamin Netanyahu. And it all starts to make more sense. It all starts to make more sense, ladies and gentlemen. And this is all public information. And Susie Wiles is cutting deals to friendly AI companies, and they're all about to make out with billions of dollars now, and they've all got it into this Big Beautiful Bill. And Wiles running the old consulting firms, now running the White House. Wiles running Netanyahu's campaign, now running Trump's. It's getting real ugly out there, folks. It's getting real bad. And I'm not going to sit here and get lied to. I'm certainly not going to shut up when I'm told to. But it's just none of it makes any sense other than to say, Trump, did they get you? Are you okay? Do you need our help? Blink twice if you're in distress. Or did he sell us out? Or is he, you know, going through his own personal stuff mentally, physically, good or bad, whatever it is, with everything he's been through, and he's just on his own now, just doing his own thing now. We didn't initiate this divorce. I don't even want this divorce. It's not even, I don't even look at it like that. I've always been independent. I've always been loyal to the truth. I'm always going to, with the audience we have at InfoWars or whatever audience I have, I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm going to call it as I see it. So it's not about us. It's about the MAGA movement. It's about Trump's base, and he's saying, I'm done with you. We're divorced. So, okay. But, yeah, you know, you've seen how nasty divorces can get. You've seen how nasty divorces can get when they're in the public, too. And accusations start getting made, and other things start going public, and some of those skeletons in the closet start to get out. It's like, I don't want to open the closet. I don't want the skeletons to come out. I don't want this to be some nasty thing, but okay, you want to do this. What do you think is going to happen? And you want to talk about the Democrats? Yeah, they're the ones that are going to lie. And all you've done is now given them the ammo to lie. If it's like, oh, I don't want the Democrats to accuse me of being involved with Epstein, well, then why would you cover up the Epstein client list? Why would you tell people to move on from the Epstein client list? That gives the Democrats exactly what they want. That's not us doing that. That's you doing that. All right, there is other news, but I'm going to open up calls. I'm going to give out the phone lines coming up in 6 minutes. We'll do that in 6 minutes.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
To the establishment's lies. Welcome to the war room. Here's Owen Schroyer.
You know, I'm already getting a lot of incoming just from text messages and on X. And people are just trying to make sense of it. And it's like, you know, what is going on here? And, you know, again, I say this not jokingly. It's like, Trump, blink twice if you're in distress. You know, what's going on? Is Trump being held hostage? Is the country being held hostage? Is there a gun to America's head right now? Is it an economic gun? Is it a dirty bomb? Is it something else? Maybe snuck across the border? Something else we don't know about? Is there something going on, Trump? Blink twice if you're in distress. Like, somebody got a missile pointed at us, Trump, and they're telling you, tell people to get over it or we're hitting it? I mean, what is going on? This is friend of the show, guest of the show, Good Logic. And I like this breakdown. And this is what Kash Patel said. about the corrupt FBI. He said, let cops be cops. So, yeah, okay, if the Democrats doctored legal documents, FBI documents, court documents, then that's a crime. Go investigate. What about Letitia James with her fraudulent? Donald Trump accused Adam Schiff of committing fraud. Where are the investigations? Let cops be cops. Here's a breakdown, a different perspective, clip 8.
The outrage that MAGA has been expressing toward President Trump and his administration for the last week to 10 days over the Epstein debacle is not because they came out and told us that the evidence that they have indicates that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, nor is it because they said that the evidence they have indicates that there was no client list. Most of us were sufficiently savvy to recognize that deep state puppets like Merrick Garland and Chris Wray were likely to destroy any incriminating evidence relating to third parties before you guys would get in there. So we're not surprised by that. We're not upset with that. What's so upsetting is your refusal to do something that Cash Patel said long before he became head of the FBI, and that was to be cops. Go out there and be cops. So the file that you have has nothing in it? Boo-hoo. Go out there and be cops. Go talk to Alex Acosta, prosecutor who signed that non-prosecution agreement and that sweetheart deal and said that he felt pressured because of Epstein's ties to intelligence communities. Find out what it is that he was told. Go get a court order. Alan Dershowitz has his hand in the air swearing to God that there's an Epstein list, that he's seen it. He knows names on it. He says he can't talk to you because of attorney-client privilege. Well, go get a court order saying his client is dead and directing him to talk to you. It's not that hard. It's not just him. It's his entire legal team there. There's Lefkowitz and other attorneys who all likely know names on the list. Go after Sarah Kellen. Many people may not know who she is, but she was basically Ghislaine Maxwell 2.0. She was running the same role. She's never even been prosecuted yet. Go turn on her. Go prosecute her in the Southern District of New York. Whatever MPA immunity she would have gotten in the Southern District of Florida is not going to apply to her in New York the same way it didn't help shield Ghislaine Maxwell. And then you can use that to pressure her to start telling you lists of names, who was involved, when, where, dates. Go talk to the FBI agents who were conducting investigations back in 2007, the first time they got Epstein. Go talk to the other investigators who put together the file in 2019. Go to the original source. Be cops. Be cops. You can't undo the bumbling message that came out about this story basically going back to February of this year. That cannot be undone, but that can be forgotten. That gets forgotten if you actually start getting indictments. If you actually say we're actively pursuing this, that we will be undeterred and that we're going to give you the results of this investigation. That's what we are demanding. That's what we're asking for. Be cops. Just be cops.
To sit here and think that they can correct course or get this train back on the tracks. I just don't see it anymore. And I think Trump's last statement is kind of him saying, nope, not going to happen. So things are just going to get weirder. There's things that I know that are going to happen that are going to make things get a lot weirder. And then there's probably things I don't even know that nobody can anticipate. They're going to make things even weirder. But you know what I find ironic is Trump is sitting here telling you, you're going to go down with the Epstein hoax. The Epstein hoax is going to be the end of you. And I'm like, man, talk about blind irony. It's like, look at what is happening right now. What does that even mean? We're going to go down with the Epstein hoax? That's going to be our downfall? Falling for a hoax? What are you talking about? You're the one in your administration. You brought Epstein back in. Then he died in jail. It was your guys that had prior relations with Epstein. Epstein isn't the fall of us for demanding answers. This is going to be the fall of you. And so it's just crazy to sit here and witness it. So I just don't see a course correct coming. I think things get even crazier from here. I don't see how Bongino sticks around. Who knows? Maybe he even has a new press secretary before long. No, the Epstein scandal is not the end of the media. It's not going to be the fall of the independent media that wants answers here for the scandal that your administration embraced, promoted, Pam Bondi multiple times. No, it's the exact opposite. This is the sword that you're falling on, not us. So, again, it's not even a personal thing for me. It's just we came so far. It's like scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and then a flag comes onto the field, and it's like, oh, holding penalty. It's like, ah, didn't get a touchdown, and said we lost 10 yards. That's what this is like. Like getting Trump elected again and seeing all the agenda items and things moving forward and a lot of good people in there now. A lot of more access. It was like, oh, wow. It's like that touchdown. And then you turn around and there's the flag on the field and it's, oh, nope, actually holding, going back 10 yards. It's like, thought we had a touchdown. Actually, we just went back 10 yards. All right, I'm going to give out the phone number now. It looks like the lines are already filled. But I'd like to reset it because these are likely just the people that have it on speed dial and they'd like to get new voices a chance today. So we'll reset the lines here, but lines are open. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. All right. While the crew gets the numbers up, the callers up, folks, this is the new special item. And this is how it comes. This is the new dagger at thealexjonesstore.com. As you can see, very nice package that it comes in, the silver Alex Jones signature. This is the new dagger, very high quality. Who knows? You know, you can have it as a collectible or you can use it for different purposes. Hell, these days in America, you may need it for self-defense. Everything about this is high quality. From the box it comes in to the blade and the case itself, clicks right in, comes with a belt, buckle. You can just put it right on your belt. Put it right on your waistline, clicks in. It's not going to fall out. As you can see right here, it's got Alex Jones' signature on it and 1776 as well. Very high quality dagger, multi-purpose use or a great collectible to support the info war. Comes in this beautiful box. You can get yours while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com. And don't forget when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now, that is the Ford F-250 Lariat truck, plus $10,000 cash. You get multiple entries when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. Have fun, good luck, and please continue to support the info war. All right. We also have this T-shirt, by the way. We just launched this T-shirt. It's kind of funny. Yeah, you're allowed to have humor, it's like gallows humor, but you know, you can have a good time. Free Ghislaine Maxwell. free Ghislaine Maxwell. It's a hoax. The whole Epstein thing was a hoax. So free that innocent woman. Let those puppies out. Or let her out. T-shirt, brand new, available, thealexjonesstore.com. All right. By the way, you know, Maxwell's sister was working on a giant, like, AI digital spy system. Did you know that? I've got this whole video presentation of it, but I'm not even going to spend the time right now. Maybe we'll play it later. Chili ad. Yeah. With Christine Maxwell, the CEO. It's just, you know, they're just always spying on you. Just, you know, just always collecting your data, always spying on you. And you know, always something. Always something. Here's Tim Burchett, though. Let's go back-to-back three and four. Tim Burchett, one of the best. First, talking about what should happen to people that commit crimes against children, and then talking about what should happen at the DOJ. Representative Burchett, clips three and four back-to-back, guys.
Should there be an investigation or a special counsel investigation?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I just find them guilty and hang them publicly. I mean, I'm not, that's not over the top either. I'm ready. I'm over it. It disgusts me. I'm big on clarity and transparency, and you know, that's a good reason people don't trust government, either party.
Final question. If you were in charge of the DOJ, what would you do to restore the faith of the American people? Seems to be a big crisis of trust right now.
I would fire everyone there and make everyone reapply, and then they'd have to verify that they were could do a job and what the heck they're doing. Because it's just too deep. You know, like I said, Trump comes in, first term, he fires the head guy, thinking that'll do it. Not understanding that that layer is deep. It goes deep, and the corruption goes deep. And so I think you fire everybody, and then you make everybody reapply. And that allows a lot of patriotic Americans a shot at doing what they want to do, and that's bust bad people.
That's right.
And I think, you know, Cash Patel and my buddy Dan Bongino, I think, they're incredibly patriotic Americans, and they're like me, are very idealistic, but they're very realistic, and I'm sure their frustration runs deep right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're hearing.
Yeah, by the way, the Biden crime family, the auto pen scandal, Pam Bondi's given them enough time to run out the clock and get their story straight, and they're having these closed-door hearings. They're just pleading the fifth now. Oh, we're pleading the fifth. We don't know anything about an auto pen. We didn't know anything about Joe Biden's health. We didn't know anything about the president's health. We didn't lie. We know nothing. Plead the fifth. Plead the flip. Plead the fifth. Shit. But don't worry. If you make a cup of coffee with an anti-Semitic name, you're getting busted. Oh, yeah. You go out to a protest at a college with a Palestinian flag, you're getting deported. But, you know, the Biden crime family and all the money laundering and selling the country out and the auto pen scandal and hell, I don't know, a pedophile running a giant sex island. You want anything with that? See ya. Done with you. But we'll stop you from being anti-Semitic. I promise you that. That's a guarantee. And that's winning. So you got all this going on. It's just, and by the way, Israel's bombing again today, too. Israel's bombing Syria again today, too. So we have peace in the Middle East, according to President Trump. Yeah, Israel's just bombing the Gaza Strip and the West Bank and Syria and Lebanon and Jordan and Iran. So, Israel's bombing six countries. It's called peace, guys. It's called peace in the Middle East. You know, just probably hundreds of thousands dead. It's great. It's peace. We're winning. And then Netanyahu comes here and makes Trump lick his boots. It's great. It's fantastic. Just keeps winning. And my fear now is that Trump is turning on his base, is he goes into retribution mode against us and starts to just do things that we don't like just because that's what he's going to start doing, which is not good. So it's like you already kind of see it. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to send more weapons to Ukraine now. Oh, great. What's next? Another Iran strike? I know the funding, the aid continues to pour into Israel. Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's start taking phone calls. And we'll start right here in Texas with Mason in Texas. Mason, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay. Well, let's try this again. Okay.
Wait, can
Mason,
you hear me?
I'm sorry. We just got you. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to talk real quick. I got two examples of these people. I just can't believe that your average Americans are still walking around just parroting this. If we bless Israel, we have to bless Israel. I don't care about anything else. I'm going to bless Israel because then we're going to be blessed.
Well, yeah, they're blessed. They're blessed with the AIPAC money flushing their pockets, of course.
I know, and they just don't want to hear it. They don't care what you say. They're dead set. I got into it with my friend a little bit about it yesterday because I care about him, and I'm sitting here talking with him and trying to explain to him that, and I know you don't like to start getting into religion about this, and I don't really either. It should be common sense. I'm just like, open the Bible, dude. It's talking about the descendants of Abraham, and then in Galatians it's talking about it's through Christ. We worship Christ. We don't worship the Jews. And then I join these spaces. I try to join these spaces just to hear some other people's opinions, because mostly I just listen to InfoWars. And I'm just, it's the same thing. It's like they don't really care about these people. They're more informed than me on the intricacies of politics. But when you try and just bring up the fact that why are we sending so much money to go fund Israel, and then like you mentioned yesterday, we got 10 to 14 helicopters trying to rescue people in these floods. And I mentioned that. I'm like, why can't we use some of that money that we're spending in foreign aid to help us Americans here? Why does that all have to go to Israel, to Netanyahu and these other foreign countries? And they just don't want to talk. They want to ignore that. They don't want to face that.
There's a psychological thing happening here, Mason, and I thank you for the call. You know, people are in a denial phase. And most of us have probably already been there. I've been there. I've been in a denial phase before. So people are just in the denial phase. And, of course, they're parroting their same talking points or whatever beliefs are in their head. It's like I used to have people all the time try to tell me about September 11th. And, you know, my response was always, oh, they'd report that on the news if it was true. This is when I was younger. So I've been in a phase of denial before. It's a phase. It's a psychological phase when something is that heavy. And when you're forced to deal with a reality that changes your reality, you go through denial. So you do have people going through denial, but the trend is only one direction. The trend is only one direction here. And it's like, oh, yeah, stop talking about Epstein. And it comes to number one story. It's like, hey, stop talking about Israel. And it's just people are just going to become the number one political issue. So, but yes, people are in total denial of it. And then but once you see it, once you put the glasses on, there's no going back. Just like with September 11th. It's just like, it's so crazy. It's like, it's right there in front of your face. It's like, here's the Twin Towers literally collapsing in a controlled demolition on their own footprint and then building 7. So it's like, how did I not see that the whole time? Well, I was in denial. I was propagandized. I was brainwashed. So, but then once you see it, it's like, duh. So I think it's the same thing with the Epstein issue, the foreign policy issues with Israel, whatever, Netanyahu. They're just in denial. That's really all it is. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. Rich, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hello, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you.
How the hell are you, man? You know what I like? I listen to you guys every single day, and I like the fact that you're not letting, and you're not, you're putting the pedal to the metal and you're slamming it down, man, on this. Like, you're not easing up on it, because they, listen, the independent media has to be so powerful on this and pushing this Epstein thing to where the government, the deep state, whoever the hell it is just so fed up. They're going to have to, something has to break. And I just want to make one more other quick point. I commend you on that, Owen. I really commend you that you're pissed off for good reasons, and we shouldn't let it go. I mean, we're not letting not letting it control every aspect of our life, but you have a platform and you have a lot of viewers there, and you got to make it known. But second quick point, just wanted to commend you on that. And second quick point is that my intuition, and I'm telling you, I'm willing to bet a lot of money that Trump is definitely protecting something, if not blackmail, against him. I honestly, personally believe, and I don't care what anybody says, that I really believe that he was involved in this island deal with Epstein. So to some degree, either indirectly, either he made money from this consortium and sex operation, or he was involved with, God forbid, the worst things that went on there. I'm sorry, my gut is telling me he was involved directly or indirectly. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, somebody's covering up for something. I mean, that's just, again, to deny that is just ridiculous. And again, you have to look at all the angles. If Trump is being held hostage with something, and he's, you know, it's so funny. That's why, whether it's a guy getting screwed over on a business deal and you warn him, or you know, your friend who's about to get married to this girl that's cheating on him, it's like, no, you do the right thing. You say your fiance is cheating on you, your business partner's stealing money from you. So it's like, if Trump is being held hostage or blackmailed or something like that, what do you think he wants? You think he wants some lapdog? Just, oh, yes, Trump, whatever you say, oh, yes. You think that's what he wants, some pathetic lapdog? Or do you think he wants someone putting the pressure on this when he can't? Thank you for the call, Rich. Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, I wish I could have hours to spend with you on this, because as I told your screener, I'm basically one of those laymen who has really studied this. It's the whole reason I got into studying general jury assemblies and American common law grand juries, which for those with a memory, even Alex said we need to restore those a couple years back when I was on the phone with him. So do you want wrinkles today in this issue, or you want solutions? Because I can go all over this case with you.
You're on the air, so go ahead.
All right, well, here's a wrinkle. I'm going to give something classical that the conspiratorium world knows about. They once upon a time had a thing called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and they said it was a hoax because there was incorrect information in it. But if people pay attention, yes, it seems certain Zionists are following the script in that document. So I could see
Was that the same group of people that turned into AIPAC? It used to be some Zionist coalition, and Kennedy tried to make them register as a foreign agent. They were pressuring, they were lobbying D.C. to let Israel get a nuclear weapon, and Kennedy shut that down. A month later, he was shot and killed, and then Israel got the nuclear secrets, and then they shut down Israel having to register as a foreign lobby, and then they reset it and called it AIPAC. Is that the same group?
No, that document was before even World War II, and it was used to show that supposedly the Jewish people are going to create a new world order, one world government type document. Ben-Gurion, if you want to look at Kennedy and the nuclear issue, look at Ben-Gurion, and you'll be like, holy smokes, there's something there. Sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. The point about that document being called a quote-unquote hoax is in spycraft, just like when Orwell put out information and then shortly died, you know, a year or two after 1984, you put out some disinfo in your documents so you can then say, hey, I'm putting out, you know, something out there, but, oh, gee, it's conveniently a hoax. And we saw that happen with election info with Mike Lindell with that, what was his face? Monkey work. He put out a poison pill that discredited all the other good info Mike Lindell had out there. So this happens in these documents. The Democrats probably did put poison pills, so there's a way around this, a solution. How about we audit every evidence locker employee that had access to those documents from the time the file was started until Pat Bondi had the raid? And then we could see who opened those logs and altered those logs at certain times. We'll know those are the people that made the alterations. And because they mishandled those federal documents, their asses, pardon my French, are on the line.
Well, exactly. That for you let cops be cops. Where are the investigations?
And that's the thing. How do we compel the investigations? If they're not going to honor their oath of office, get them for contempt of Constitution. It's a little bit below treason, but that's a viable charge. We the people
well,
can bring
Trump
forward.
Well, Trump would have to put pressure on that. We the people can put pressure on it, but it doesn't lead to results necessarily. But yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to handle this. There's a bunch of different ways, even if you believe this at face value, that they've doctored the documents to do investigations and find it out. There's no interest. That's what this comes down to, folks. They don't care. They don't care. And now it's coming directly from Trump. So you can't blame Bondi. You can't blame Patel. It's coming from Trump. So yeah, of course, if Trump's not putting pressure on the FBI or the DOJ to do anything about it, they're not going to do anything. They're getting pressure to combat anti-Semitism. And look, I mean, I can sit here and say, okay, yeah, the border is shut down. It's absolutely true. Trump administration has brought in a bunch of investments. We're trying to get trade deals squared away. It's like, okay, that's good stuff. But this idea that somehow it's the perfect presidency, like he's saying, he's the greatest president of all time now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Now but that's what's so frustrating. You could be the greatest president of all time. You could be. But the rate we're going right now, you're trending into Obama territory, where it didn't take long in Obama's second term that his voters started to turn on him when he started bombing all these different countries and not delivering on his promises. It's like, yeah, Obama's approval rating sunk, and then those people voted for Trump. All right, up against the break here. Yeah, and Netanyahu's got his own problems in Israel, by the way, with the Orthodox Party. And so he's now sparring with the ultra-Orthodox Party that is trying to stop Netanyahu from doing this ultimate damage to Israel and the Israelis and Jews worldwide. But Netanyahu doesn't seem to care about that. There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plan.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts. You want to talk about power. You want to talk about strength. Talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're going to continue to take calls here. You know, I do have other news, but, you know, part of the purpose here is also to stay in tune with the audience and then project that like a bat signal. And it's extremely valuable right now. And, you know, like I've said, just so people have the understanding here, I'll do like 5% maybe media critique here on air, just to kind of tell you what's going on in the media landscape. I mean, I could do a whole show on it. I mean, I probably have a problem. I'm addicted to consuming political media. It's probably a problem. But I'm just telling you, you can go anywhere. Conservative talk radio, C-SPAN, social media, anywhere where it's a two-way street. Hell, even Trump's posts. Go anywhere. When I'm out in public talking to people, anywhere you go and this is brought up and it's a two-way street and it's a conversation, callers into talk radio, social media replies, everybody is saying the same thing. This is not... it's not an isolated issue. This isn't just an Owen Schroyer or an Alex Jones or all these other people. No, no, no. This is a major base issue. And Trump just came out an hour ago and says, we're going to crush it in the midterms. I'm just a realist. I see what people are saying about where the administration is going. I see what people are saying about the Epstein cover-up. It's not good. I see the most accurate pollsters in America showing Trump's approval rating going down. Now, I'm not somebody that's spiteful politically. Like, I'm not going to go start voting for Democrats or promoting Democrats. But, you know, there's other people out there. There's other ideologies out there. And they count, whether you like it or not. And there will be people that vote for Democrats out of spite. And there will be people on the right that decide we're just not going to vote in the midterms. That is the reality. Whether you like it or not. So the real world evidence is this has been a disaster. Trump is hemorrhaging support. I mean, this is like a boxer taking a fall, man. We're going to crush it in the midterms. You know what? You might be able to get away with all of this if you do the redistricting and you erase all the Democrat gerrymandering and you correct the census numbers with only U.S. citizens. If you can do all that and get it done before the midterms, you might be able to save the House. You might. You might. But without that, zero chance. It's like, imagine you're Trump, you're trying to clear your name of all of this. It's just the exact opposite, man. It's just the exact opposite, which is why it's just so crazy. Let's go to Matthew in New Mexico. Matthew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Be here. Just getting quick to the point here. A little disappointed in law enforcement in general. As an ex-deputy sheriff, got a couple years in there, so I got to see both sides of the story here. You know, the left has no shortage of whistleblowers and Colonel Vindemans and Millies. Where are the good guy whistleblowers? How many officers from the original jurisdiction up to the federal level has seen or handled any of the Epstein cases and victims, charges, and accusations? And we're going on, what, how many, 20 years? And none of these officers, no one kept the file, no one took pictures, no one had log books, and no one's coming forward. How many victims' advocates are, you know, the women's abuse shelters, that have, you know, all these good guys.
Well, look at it like this. Just pause that. I'll let you finish here. But look at it like this. The top Epstein victims that went public are dead. So, you know, that'll scare people into submission. And you mentioned these whistleblowers on the left. Many of them committed crimes, but not many of them actually faced justice. So that's the difference. You know, that's why I had the guest on yesterday who got booted out of the Pentagon for asking real questions about what was going on in the Trump administration. They just kicked her out. So it's like, not only will the left try to criminally punish you if you're a whistleblower on the right, they'll come after you with the full force of the law. Even the right will come after you. So yeah, I mean, they do a great job. If you're look at what they did to Snowden. Look at what they did to Assange. Look at what they did to the Epstein victims that spoke out. So, I mean, the message is loud and clear. If you're on the left and you come out as a whistleblower, you might get away with it. You might be okay. Some of them end up in jail, but you know what? Some of them end up getting off, no problem. But if you're on the right, you're done. You're done. At the best case scenario, you lose your job. Worst case scenario, you're facing life in prison. So that's not me making excuses. That's just what happens.
You know, the people got to come together. You know, there's millions more of us than there are the elite. And, you know, if we can come together, and it's not, we can't put all our eggs in one basket with Trump. He's falling apart right now. Maybe he gets it back on track. But if we all really, truly want justice, this is going to turn into eat the rich and the pitchforks and torches, you know, in the future. People are not going to stand for this much longer. And it's on the left and the right. You know, people, the pedophile rings and all those injustices, I really fear that Trump's mishandling of this is going to ignite something that I don't think we can handle. They're talking about whatever they might be hiding might collapse the economy, and these big social elites and businessmen might be covered up. Well, if we're going to die in a nuclear war with China or Russia or Ukraine, we're going to collapse anyway. I'd rather have someone to be mad at. I'd rather be mad at my local pedophile than Vladimir Putin. You know, there's got to be a breaking point, and I'm fearing that day is coming.
Yeah, and I think we kind of addressed that earlier. And again, I don't run through talking points with Alex. And there's a lot of times where we have different perspectives and opinions. And then there's times where it's like we're seeing the exact same thing. And so as I'm just going through my processing, Matthew, thank you for the call. And then Alex basically said very similar thought processing here. It's like, now people looking for the fall guy or somebody to blame, it's going to be Israel. And then that'll eventually just become blame all the Jews. And so that's not where we want this to go. You've got Glenn Beck saying, oh, look, America might become the 110th country to kick Jews out. I'm not saying I agree that that's going to happen, but it's just like, that's where it's going. Somebody, the outrage of the people is going to get aimed at somebody. And so you could talk about the rise of Hitler and you could use that historical context. People are sick of it. But it's like you said, it's like, well, who do you want to be blamed for how corrupt our government is? Do you want the foreign country that's been running our foreign policy and has all this access and influence over Trump? Or would you like it to be the deep state pedophile Satanists? I don't know. Maybe this is, I don't know. It's hard to decide whether Trump is even getting it or if he's just on his own now and he's just like, I'm just doing my own thing. He's become a different type of renegade. But the one political issue that has shifted more than anything, except for maybe support for Trump, is support for Israel. I mean, these are the two things. You want to talk about, like, total shift in political culture. It's support of Israel, which is lower than ever in America and only going down, which then results in people just blaming all Jews. Which is like, I don't blame Catholics for Joe Biden. But that's what happens. Where it's like, I've got this new mayoral candidate in Minnesota who says whites are terrorists, whites are to blame for everything. It's like, I don't even care what some low IQ inbred freak from Somalia says about me. I've got Anna Navarro on CNN saying white people are the worst and everything. It's like, I don't care what these low IQ scum do. But it's like, that's where it goes. It's like, oh, let's try to blame whites for everything, or let's try to blame Jews for everything, or let's blame this group for everything. And so you know, what do you think? It's like, people don't get it, man. What do you think is going to happen? And this is why, really, if Trump doesn't save the economy, folks, it's going to get bad. I mean, it's just going to, the whole thing is going to get bad. What do you think is going to happen with the younger generation? They can't afford a house. They can't afford a car. They can't afford a college education without going into massive amounts of debt. Many of them perceive it as they're going to live life, their entire life in debt. What do you think is going to happen when they lose all hope? Of course they're going to vote for a radical communist in New York City. They feel they don't have any other option. It's like, what do you think is going to happen? People are going to be pissed. They feel their future has been stolen. They feel their country has been stolen. And who's looking out for them? So yeah, some commie comes around and says, I'm going to give you free stuff. They're gone, folks. They're out. They're disenfranchised. They're disinvested. So yeah, it might not make sense to you. You'd never vote for a communist. I'd never vote for a communist. You're not the only person that exists. You're not the only mindset that exists. You have entire generations of Americans that are totally disenfranchised, totally disinvested in America. And then to make it worse, every time they turn around and look at the news, what do they see? More foreign aid. They can't afford a home. They can't afford a car. They can't afford an education. They're afraid to even have a family because they can't afford it. But foreign aid all day long, any country that wants it. Like, what do you think happens? Somebody gets the blame. Somebody becomes the fall guy. So, yeah, they can try to blame whites. They can try to blame anybody. So if Trump doesn't fix the economy, things get bad fast. And that'll ultimately be the decision-making process, probably, whether or not Republicans can win future elections or not. If he can get the economy going again and get money back in people's pockets, then, okay, Republicans have a chance in the next, let's say, two election cycles. If not, no. No, you'll have people vote outright communist. You will. You'll even have right-wing. You'll have right-wing youth voting for a communist. Absolutely you will. Because they're disenfranchised and they're disinvested. And they'll say, well, do you care about America? Do you care about the Bill of Rights? Do you care about the Constitution? Do you care about free market capitalism? And they're going to say no. They're going to say no. Because all they've seen is failed leadership. All they've seen is corrupt politicians, corrupt media, and their future be stolen from them and given to foreign countries and foreigners. Say, we're trying to stop that. And then, oh yeah, you get a big war or you collapse it, then you get your one world government. And they might have some vestigial power structure or some centralized power structure. Oh, no. It'll go full AI grid. It'll go full surveillance grid. And you'll be in the prison planet slave system. And they'll bring back all the other things. They'll bring back climate change agendas and all this other crap because you won't be able to stop it at that point. And it's just like, man, we'd like to not do that. We'd like to not do that. We'd like to actually drain the swamp. We'd like to actually arrest the deep state criminals. We'd actually like to stop these satanic pedophile networks and satanic human sacrifice called abortion and, you know, all the bombs that keep dropping all over the world. It's like, we'd like to stop that. And then, oh, well, actually, we're not so sure we can do that. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Landon in Colorado. Landon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, and Troyer, this is Landon in Colorado. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. So I've been a listener since 2010. I got 30 shirts, all kinds of supplements, flags, and stickers on all my vehicles. And heed the warning about the methylene blue, though. If you're taking anything, watch out. So listen to these guys.
Well, we thank you for your support. We're glad to still be here on air thanks to people like you supporting us.
You bet, brother. So, by the way, also I told the screener, listening to you on the phone right now, you sound like a young Alex Jones when he was back on Access Radio. It's incredible. I told the screener, I said, you sound like the St. Louis gone from you, and now you're in Austin. So it's cool.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. I've been here 10 years now, so that there may be something to that. Some people are theorizing it's the hair, so I don't know. It could be maybe multiple factors here.
Well, when you see me, I've got hair like you. I'm 51, Alex's age, and you can look me up, but I haven't started a page yet, at Landon at 1374 on X.
All right, well, we're having a little fun here. Let's get to the topic you called in on.
So my question is, I think that Trump might be trying to follow certain processes. I don't think that he's doing the QBS like you're talking about and everybody else is saying. I don't think that. But he's following the law, similar to when journalists have, you know, off-the-record stuff. Because Alex, you, Chase, Harrison, you guys all have the information not similar to Trump, but something more than we do. But you guys can't say it either. So how can we ask Trump to do what we're not willing to do? If you have information about somebody committing a crime, then how can we ask him to do something different that we're not doing?
I'm struggling to understand what exactly it is you're saying. I'm sorry.
So when you say that there's going to be more information coming out, I've got these things.
Okay. Well, no.
Yes.
Let me explain. I don't steal people's stories, okay? I don't steal people's stories. I don't steal people's scoops. I mean, look, I'm not acting like I'm the most well-connected guy, okay? I've got some sources, and I've got other people that have better sources than me. Luckily for me, I'm very well-respected and trusted in the media circle, so I'm never going to burn any of that. So I'm not going to steal anybody's stories. I'm just more saying it's like, things are going to shift real quickly. And if you listen to this show, I said about a month ago, after the Iran strikes, I saw it happening. I said, normally the media landscape changes every 2 years, 4 years, based on the election cycles. We're in hyperspeed now, and everything is going to look different. And so you're already seeing that. And so what I'm saying is, these stories that normally Trump supporters, independent media would probably not want to make a big fuss of for whatever reason, now you're going to start, now they're going to start being a big story. Now they're going to start being a big fuss. So that's really more of the point that I'm making. The one story that I'm teasing that is going to end up coming out, they're trying to block it right now. It's all going to come out no matter what. How deep it goes, we'll see. But I'm not going to scoop somebody else's story. I'm just saying the whole landscape is going to change. And it's not like we would protect the Trump administration. It's more just like I can decide to spend my time on this or spend my time on this. And people can decide, okay, I'm going to do the investigation over here. I'm going to do the investigation over here. And now if Trump wants to divorce his base, it's going to go a totally different direction. So that's all I'm saying. It's things are about to go a totally different direction. It's kind of like how nobody wanted to say anything about Susie Wiles a month ago. Now everybody's talking about Susie Wiles. So does that make sense? Does that answer your question?
It does, but I don't know why people are just holding on to it. Do they want to be a CNN or a big break box breaking news?
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. A pretty big news network has a exclusive story right now. A couple other independent journalists have the story. There have been some low-level leaks that have gotten a little attention. But when you have a story like this, I mean, people will literally pay you not to publish it. Okay? Again, it's not my story. But I guarantee you, the network that has this is under immense pressure not to report it. Immense pressure. They're not going to stop it. They might stop one network from reporting it, but they can't stop everybody from reporting it. So this is just how media works, and you want to make sure you get all your ducks in a row before you publish a big thing like this. So I think that's what's going on more than anything. And I mean, really, like I'm kind of building this up like it's a big deal. For the most part, it's inconsequential, but it will make some people look very bad, and it might even get into the Trump administration. So that's what I'm saying. But it's like generally, it's like, it's kind of inconsequential, whatever, this happens. To now, people will say, you know what? No, we're gonna put this at the front. We're just gonna go ahead and do it. All right, Landon, thanks for the call. I'm not meaning to like be cryptic or like mysterious here. I'm trying to make a point that this is the media landscape shift. And people in DC and people in the independent media will now be looking at these stories and making a big deal of them when normally they might be more inclined to say, this will do more harm than good. I'm not going to touch it. Even it'll all come out anyway. But it's like, do we make a big deal of it or not? That's why Trump is saying, stop talking about Epstein. He doesn't want us to make a big deal of this, unless it's some big reverse psychology thing. So it's like the same thing. So, we don't want you to talk about Epstein. You're stupid. You're weak. You're falling for a hoax. Well, we're not going to play that game. So now we're talking about Epstein more. So this is just the media landscape shifting at hyperspeed, and it's not just going to be the Epstein story. There's going to be other stories. There's going to be other developments, and it's going to have the opposite effect of what they're trying to have. Let's go to Dallas in Canada. Oh, all right, we'll take a Canadian today. Dallas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the Epstein thing has probably enough traction to start World War III, and I feel like that's pretty an important thing that he's probably looking at, because there's so many people are implicated outside of the state that it's like if you start in like trying to stop people and arrest people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, is there a gun to America's head? Is that what's going on here? So Trump has to say stop it because there's a gun to our head?
Well, and I don't think that they should. Like, I think that's a fight. If there is something worth going to World War III over, I think that your children is one of those reasons.
So again, and you know, Trump has to make his own decisions here. And I don't know how you communicate that to the American people. Now, if it's me, I'm just saying this is what's happening. They're threatening my family. They're threatening to blow up a building in America. So I've got to stop it.
I think that the implications of World War III could be something that he's looking at and doesn't want to tread that water quite yet. So.
Well, the messaging here, the communications here, the PR here, it couldn't have been worse. I don't know how it could have been worse. Unless you were trying to do reverse psychology, I don't know how it could have been worse. Thank you for the call, Dallas. All right. We're closing out the second hour now. We're going to continue to take calls. And I was even talking to Alex about this in a break, and he was saying something similar. I'd rather just come on here and cover all the news, but this story is too big. And we're just examining what we're doing now. We're just examining, okay, what is the future of American politics? Because we thought we were getting one thing with this administration. It looks like it's going a complete different direction. So we're just reevaluating. But it's like, this is the bat signal. You're not going to stop. You're not going to shut people up on this. Whatever the implications are, it's not going to happen. And to pretend like people don't care about it is just... It's a complete misrepresentation of reality, and it's just a lie on its face.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which... helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule. It should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got... 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.